I recently saw this headline in the Washington Post. Same-sex marriage remains banned for now in the Navajo Nation. This surprised me, as many Native American tribes had traditions of honoring and marrying sexual minorities. In this episode, how the Navajo Nation, with hundreds, probably thousands of years of history of honoring its sexual minorities, came in 2005 to ban same-sex marriage. What does this have to do with the Bible? You may be able to guess the answer. In this episode, how the Bible has again been tragically misused, this time to convince the Navajo Nation's tribal council to ban same-sex marriage. But first, you may have seen the meme on social media that says,
"Christian leaders stand on our soil and claim gay marriage has never occurred here. Over 130 tribes performed same-sex marriages for hundreds of years. Your homosexual was our two-spirit people, and we considered them sacred."
We considered them sacred. I also have come to believe that God created all two-spirit individuals sacred. The term two-spirit may be even broader and encompass more diversity than we think of from our Western point of view. You're thinking, oh no, not more letters. But the queer rainbow is turning out to be much richer than many of us realized. A University of Toronto School of Public Health website says, in part,
"Two-spirit refers to a person who identifies as having both a masculine and a feminine spirit, and is used by some indigenous people to describe their sexual, gender, and/or spiritual identity. As an umbrella term, it may encompass same-sex attraction and a wide variety of gender variants, including people who might be described in Western culture as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, transgender, genderqueer, cross-dressers, or who have multiple gender identities. Two-spirit can also include relationships that could be considered poly. Two-spirit people may also use terms from their indigenous language to describe same-sex attraction or gender variance. Some indigenous languages do not have terms to describe sexual identities such as gay, lesbian, or bisexual. Many indigenous languages are verb-focused and describe what people do rather than how they identify."
I think of two-spirit as an umbrella term that encompasses the entire LGBTQIA+ rainbow and more, including some spiritual and gender identities not commonly described in English. It is an attempt, in two words, to give a single name to a diverse set of sexual, gender, and spiritual identities and practices in over 500 indigenous tribes. So when I read this Washington Post headline, "Same-sex marriage remains banned for now in the Navajo Nation," I was surprised. I knew that many Native American tribes had traditions of honoring and marrying sexual minorities. Could the Navajos, one of the largest Native American tribes, be an exception? Or had conservative churches misinterpreting scripture have convinced the Navajo Nation's tribal council to abandon its traditions and traditional values? Tragically, missionary churches in the Americas and elsewhere in the world are amongst the most conservative and often have a corrupt view of the gospel, twisting the New Testament's gospel message from one of inclusion to one of sexual intolerance, they often promote a conservative theology of rigidly defined sex and gender roles. A conservative theology that Christ never taught. Furthermore, many churches and their sponsors completely ignore Paul's proclamation in Galatians.
There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. From Galatians chapter 3, verse 28.
There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. Undisputed in translation. Completely clear, yet totally ignored by so many churches.
There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
Having been raised Catholic in California, I knew the missionaries felt it was their Christian duty to convert the indigenous peoples to Christianity. They believed this was the only way to save their souls from hell. What I didn't know was the horrors that would be committed, some of which have only recently come to light. Even after I knew of the many instances of mass murder and the relentless thefts of native lands, I did not understand fully the depravity of many church schools and their systematic attempt to erase the heritage of indigenous peoples and their beautiful, vibrant views of gender-fluid and non-binary individuals. The Indian Health Services website describes this concerted effort to erase all evidence of indigenous queer culture.
The disruptions caused by conquest and disease, together with the efforts of missionaries, government agents, boarding schools, and white settlers, resulted in the loss of many traditions in native communities. Two-spirit roles, in particular, were singled out for condemnation, interference, and many times violence. As a result, two-spirit traditions and practices went underground or disappeared in many tribes. Today, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Native people throughout North America are reviving the two-spirit role and its traditions. National gatherings of two-spirit people have been held since the early 1990s, and regional gatherings are held in many parts of the country.
Historian and professor Walter L. Williams is the author of Two Spirits, A Story of Life with the Navajo. He is professor of anthropology, history, and gender studies at the University of Southern California. In a feature article written for The Guardian, titled The Two-Spirit People of Indigenous North Americans, Professor Williams says, in part,
Native Americans have often held intersex, androgynous people, feminine males, and masculine females in high respect. Both the Spanish settlers in Latin America and the English colonists in North America condemned them as sodomites. Rather than emphasizing the homosexuality of these persons, many Native Americans focused on their spiritual gifts.
Rather than emphasizing the homosexuality, many Native Americans focused on their spiritual gifts. Whoa! Can I get an amen to that? Churches would do well to heed this example. Rather than emphasizing the same-sex attraction of their queer congregants, Christian churches should focus on their unique spiritual gifts. I've come to believe that many Native American tribes, prior to the European invasions and genocides, exhibited biblical values better than many Christian missionaries and many conservative churches, not only in the stewardship of natural resources, but also in the celebration of one of God's greatest creations, individuals with two spirits. I pray that the Navajo Nation's Tribal Council will have the wisdom to reverse their decision and return to their traditional values. If you wish to read more about this fascinating topic, including the controversy around the term two-spirit, I have included links to all the quotes and several additional fascinating articles in the podcast notes. If you are somewhere in the rainbow, remember that God created you because God wanted someone with exactly your talents and your spiritual gifts. God created you queer for a reason. Queerness is not an accident. It's not a mistake. It's not a sin. It is one of God's most amazing creations, a blessing for the world. And it should be celebrated. Remember, the Bible tells us that God knit you together in your mother's womb exactly as you are. If you know young LGBTQ Christians, please share this podcast with them. Until next time, you stay safe. This is Elton Sherwin.